Norway plunges into uncharted waters with deep sea mining. Hello, you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good morning to you. Norway has become the first country in the world to open up part of its seabed for mining, despite warnings of the possible environmental impact. The government gave the green light for companies to apply to extract precious minerals like cobalt and lithium. The BBC's Molly Perella reports.
The materials are key for producing green technologies, including batteries, but environmentalists say mining them from the seafloor could have a catastrophic impact on marine life in the area and contribute to climate change. Despite that, Norway's parliament approved the bill with 80 votes in favour and 20 against. The plan will see a large area of Norwegian waters, bigger than the UK, opened up for mining. But Norway says it won't issue any licences until further environmental studies are carried out. There is currently no timetable for when the project could begin.
Molly Perella there. Now, we looked at this issue last summer and I spoke to Andreas Bjelland Eriksen, then Norway's Minister for Energy and Petroleum. Since October, he's actually been the country's environment minister. And he told me this move could be an essential step to developing a green economy.
We're still quite a distance off actually being able to extract these resources. But we know the world will need a lot of minerals going forward in the green shift. We know that the current value chains are challenging, controlled by a few non-Western states. So this is a great potential that we want to look into.
We did have the European Academy Science Advisory Council, and they've called for a complete moratorium on deep sea mining. I mean, how does the government respond to their assertion that deep sea mining is just not necessary for green energy's transition?
I agree with the fact that we do not today have the technology, the know-how, the knowledge of how deep sea mining can be conducted in a safe and profitable manner. But I'm not agreeing with the perspective that we shouldn't look into whether or not it is possible to do this. And it's simply because of the amount of minerals that we're going to need to be successful in the green shift.
That was Norwegian Minister Andreas Bjelland Eriksen. Now, let's do the numbers. A lot of big swings in the price of Bitcoin this morning after the Securities and Exchange Commission's X account falsely reported that it had granted approval for Bitcoin exchange traded funds. The SEC later deleted the post and said its account had been compromised. And Japanese stocks, specifically the Nikkei 225 index, reached a 33-year high. Train drivers in Germany have begun a three-day strike, adding to travel disruption across the country as farmers continue to block roads in protest at planned subsidy cuts. The train drivers' union is demanding a pay rise as well as a cut in hours for shift workers. The national rail operator, Deutsche Bahn, says the demands are unaffordable. Did you know that the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico imports around 90% of its food, and by law, only US ships can be used to transport it? And that makes everything more expensive. So between that and after a recent hurricane that left them relying on imports, islanders are determined to become more self-sufficient. The BBC's Jane Chambers reports.
So we're nested in the Caribe rainforest, which is a protected state forest here in Puerto Rico.
A key part of Puerto Rico's food revolution is a new generation of farmers, like Fernando Maldonado, who wants to feed the island. Fernando lives with his wife and young family on a farm called Carite 3.0. What have we got in front of us?
So we did breadfruit trees every 30 feet apart, and in between we put three cacao plants, but you also have a banana growing here, you have some pigeon peas, we have a coconut. We have a flower that attracts a lot of bees.
So very productive.
Very productive, very diverse, very different from what your typical farm that you think about monoculture or rows of the same thing. We're not only focused on our cacao and our breadfruit, but we want to bring other plants that are going to be beneficial for the whole system.
Many local producers sell their fruit and veg at organic farmers markets like this one in the capital, San Juan. Shoppers like Gina appreciate being able to buy locally.
We need to start being more self-sufficient. I've started to grow my own plants. We need to be able to survive if we have more climate disasters like hurricanes. I also like buying here because the produce is fresher, which is better for my health.
And what about the price of food in the supermarkets? Do you feel it's going up?
Yes, everything is so expensive. I think a weekly shop is around 3 times higher than it was a year ago. Even things like pet food have gone up.
By law, only US ships can be used to import food, which pushes up the prices. Cristal Diez, along with 3 co-founders, came up with the idea for an app called Produce, where clients can buy local produce from around the island and get it delivered to them.
We have bought from over 400 local producers. We are 90% local and then 10% imported goods that are needed to cook those local stuff.
Very basically, how does the app work?
We sell fruit and vegetable, obviously, but also meats, cheese, eggs, all that you can think of, like a supermarket, right? We deliver island-wide. You can either receive your order within the hour or next day or 2 days at most.
Across Puerto Rico, there's a genuine desire to move away from relying so much on imports, whether it's growing the food, buying it from a market or app, or prioritizing putting it on your menu at restaurants. Islanders are determined to become more self-reliant. I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.
And finally, British actor Stephen Fry has called for an end to the use of real fur in those bearskin caps the King's Guard wears at Buckingham Palace. He's backing an animal welfare campaign, pushing for them to use fake fur instead. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Our producer today was James Graham. Our editor is Joe Critcher. And I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.